This is Dan. I'm calling from Phoenix on KFYI.
Sure thing, Dan. Now, are you an inventor or you know someone who invents something?
I'm an inventor that's been burned.
Well, tell me about this. What happened to you?
Okay, the invention started when I was in college in, I think it was 82 or 83. And we lived in an old house, and after coming home one day from doing the laundry, I realized the nice smell that came from my laundry from putting in the fabric freshener.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we lived in this musty old house, and it just hit me. It's like the house smelled. We didn't have any, you know, fragrances or anything going. So I took a couple of laundry drying filters and put them on the intake of central air. So in 1986, when I moved down to Phoenix, I was convinced that it was a good product, and I got my boss and his brother involved in it, and we submitted it to an invention company in Washington. And what happened from there is I paid $600 up front to have an evaluation and a patent search done.
$600? I guess the patent search, that's normal, right? That kind of a fee for that?
Okay. Yeah, patent search is usually $400 or $500.
Okay, all right, that I could understand then.
Well, they sent me back a letter, and you could tell it was really poorly written. It was so badly written, they got my name wrong. They called the inventor a she. and you could tell it was like, you know, just like a common letter that they just alter a few things here and there.
Yeah, just to make it sound like it's you.
Right. Well, my boss and his brother read it, and they backed out on the deal. And in the early 90s, my invention started showing up in stores. And they actually had the gall to use my name. It's actually called Filter Fresh, and you can find them now at a lot of
I've seen these.
Stores.
These are things that you just attach to the filter? And they've got different kinds of scents, like lemon or raspberry or whatever.
Yes, and their Home Depot sells a bunch of them.
You invented these?
Yes, in 1986. And about, I think it was around 1994, 93 or 94, I was watching something on TV, and this company that I dealt with had a multi-personal lawsuit against them for hundreds of millions of dollars.
For different things like this, like what happened to you, same kind of thing?
Yes, exact same thing. And by then it had been, you know, 8 years or so, and so I just didn't bother with it. I wrote it off as I got taken advantage of. But what I wanted to mention to the listeners out there, especially, you know, inventors, There's several things going on with inventions. The first thing is that the invention submission corporations, they primarily, if not completely, make their money off of draining the inventor.
Of the inventor, giving his fee and thing. You've got to be careful.
Yes. And
well, why don't you just, for example, if you want a patent search, why don't you just get a patent attorney and have him do that? Can you do that rather than go through one of these sources?
Yeah, you can do that, but the toughest part with inventions isn't getting a patent, it's the marketing. And that goes, the other thing that goes with patents is the one thing that was finally told to me by a patent attorney years after I'd been going after all these different patents is that the patent is only as good as the money you have to take it to court and fight.
That's true. That's true. Some big company could swallow you up.
Yes. And the other thing is, this one patent attorney that I finally became friends with, because I'd just gone to him so many times with inventions, he just kind of, you know, openly told me one time, he's like, you know what, I had a great invention for a bicycle seat, a suspension bicycle seat. And I asked him openly, it's like, you know what, how realistic is this that I could get this invention, this patent, into manufacturing and be able to have it protected? And he told me, he said, well, look at this invention. He said, if you can figure out some way to change this invention by 10 or 15%, whether you use different materials or just change it, change the shape of it or a little bit of the mechanics. And he said, if you can change it by just less than 15%, you can get another patent.
You're off the hook.
Yes.
Incredible. Now, back to your filter fresh. You have no recourse here?
You know, I still have all the original material, but...
Well, you need to find out who's manufacturing it. I would contact them through an attorney and say, how did you come up with this idea? And then plop all your stuff down on them, because how do we know that that inventor company you approached didn't sell them the right and pocket some cash on the deal?
Well, yeah, but look at it, George. I mean, how are you going to trace that? I mean, do you think they're going to give up the information to...
Well, probably not without a suit.
Their paper trail?
Probably not without a suit. And you're right. The little guy gets the short end of the stick.
Right. Okay, but I have one piece of advice. This is the main reason I called in.
All right, go for it.
My advice to inventors, if they go through any kind of an invention submission corporation, ask them up front, what is the least amount of money that the inventor is going to spend getting this thing all the way to the point where the Invention Submission Corporation is going to present it to the manufacturers. And the other thing, and this I guarantee, 90% of these invention submission companies will hang up the phone on you or won't call you back if you ask them this.
Now, do you mean least amount or most amount?
The least amount. What's the bare minimum amount that you're going to have to pay to go through the entire process and present it to industry?
They probably don't have that number for you, do they?
They usually say between $10,000 and $12,000. But the number one question that inventors need to ask, and this is what will get them to hang up and not call you back, ask them for 3 references of people that they've actually gone through the entire process and gotten their invention to market and had the inventor make a profit above what they paid the Invention Submission Corporation. And I guarantee most of the time you will probably never get a phone call
back.
Can't
find it. Well, let me tell you one thing. Just to make you feel better, that was a pretty good idea about the filters you came up with.
Yeah, I got ripped off, though.
I know it. All right, thanks for the call.